Assalamu alaikum, everyone. Hope everyone is doing well and staying safe. Join our MYG Joint Youth Group program tonight, No Justice, No Peace, with speakers Imam Mark Mailey and Hajjah Kenyatta Bakir. You can tune in on our Facebook or YouTube page live. Dr. Siddiqui continues his tafsir class every Sunday at noon. And thank you all for attending our Eid celebration at ISOC. The site is available today where you will be able to browse through all photos and download your family's photographs. Please make sure you visit eid.isocmasjid.org and click on Request Photo Access. For latest event information, you can visit isocmasjid.org and click on Events. We still need your support for our Power of 2020 program. We are so close to reaching our goal. So far, we have signed up 959 supporters for a total of 95,938. It only takes $100 per member of your family to be counted as supporters. You also have the option of pledging or making it a monthly donation. Visit powerof2020.com to sign up. And if you haven't already, make sure you join ISOC's email list for the weekly newsletter and other announcements at news.isocmasjid.org. Our Jum'ah message for today: the pandemic of coronavirus and the plague of racism, the Friday of outrage, with Dr. Muzammil Siddiqui.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله الله تعالى بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا. الحمد لله. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that our masjid is gradually reopening, although we are still in this situation of coronavirus. It has not gone yet, so we should not become careless. We should keep our guards. But the state of California and Orange County have allowed religious organizations to have their services under strict conditions and guidelines. And so Islamic Society of Orange County has also prepared rules, certain regulations for attending the prayers every day and then also Friday prayers. I would urge all our community to cooperate and follow these rules and regulations. These are for the benefit of our own community, for all of you, for your health, for your safety, as well as for the health and safety of others. Please cooperate with the staff that are assigned for these rules and regulations. And although it is being said that this situation might continue for a long time, but we trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has power over everything to remove this very soon, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us. beside COVID-19, we are facing another problem, a very serious problem. And today, as you may know, that in solidarity with our Afro-American brothers and sisters, Muslims of Southern California have announced that this is the Friday of outrage. Outrage against racism, outrage against anti-blackness, outrage against police brutality. 10 days ago, a black Afro-American man was killed for a minor offense, brutally killed by a white policeman in Minneapolis, Minnesota. We have expressed our sorrow, our condolences to his family, to his friends. But at the same time, this brutal murder has stirred the emotions of the people. It has sparked the anger and outrage, because this was not the first time it happened, and this is not the only time this happened. This has been happening every now and then in different parts of our country. So it is very important that we should become conscious of that. And we stand against this injustice, this brutality, especially against black Americans, Muslims and non-Muslims, all of them. And this is racism. And racism is an evil. Racism is a sin. Our Prophet, peace be upon him, called it jahiliyyah, is an act of ignorance. Racism is based on a false premise, on a misguided belief, on prejudice, saying that some races are superior and some races are inferior. And people are good or bad based on their color, on their race, on their nationality. This is evil. This is injustice. This is wrong. Racism creates discrimination. Racism creates segregation. Racism created for a long time in South Africa apartheid. Racism existed in our country for centuries. But thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thanks to God, thanks to the efforts of people, it was abolished. The slavery was abolished, and many laws were introduced that are anti-discrimination. Those laws are good, and it's a great improvement. But unfortunately, the culture of racism has remained in the minds of many people. The culture of racism is there, and that causes injustice, that causes violence, especially against the black people. It is very important that we, especially we as Muslims, we denounce all racism. If it exists among us, we should reject it. We should repent to Allah, because it is sin. And also support those people of all faiths, of all colors, those who stand up against this injustice, against any people. So it is very important that we understand our own message, the message of Islam, and also cooperate and collaborate with other people. I want to emphasize that there is no place in Islam for racism. Because all human beings, the Quran teaches us, all human beings are one family. We are all originally from one and the same parent, Adam and Eve, alayhim as-salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, خَلَقَكُم مِن نَفْسِ وَاحِدَةً وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا وَبَثَّ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً. He created you from one single soul and then created a spouse for that soul, and from these two created people, all people. And that is the reference to Adam alayhi salam and to his wife Hawa alayhi salam. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ وَأُنْثَى وَجَعَلَكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُوا. O people, be mindful of your Lord who created you from a male and a female and made you groups, races and tribes so that you may know each other. So races are there, yes. There are different races, there are different colors, there are different nationalities, but that is not the basis of superiority. Supremacy does not belong in the color. Actually, supremacy belongs to Allah. And nobody is superior to another person. The only thing that makes people noble and good is their piety, their righteousness. إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. The noblest of you in the sight of Allah is the one who is the most pious among you, who is the most righteous among you. So we all have to be righteous and pious and fear our Lord, the Creator. But as far as other human beings are concerned, we have to respect them and honor them. Allah says, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ. We have honored the children of Adam, all children of Adam, of every color, of every race, of every tribe. وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ. Because all human beings are Bani Adam. All human beings are the children of Adam. And Adam was created from dust. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, our Prophet, peace be upon him, said in his last sermon, كُلُّكُمْ لِآدَمْ وَآدَمْ وَمِنْ تُرَابْ. You're all children of Adam. Adam was made from clay, from dust. And there is no superiority for an Arab over a non-Arab, or a non-Arab over an Arab. There is no superiority for a white person over a black person, or a black person over a white person, illa bit taqwa, except in taqwa. The life, the property, the honor of every human being is important. And every human being's life should be protected. The Quran says, man qatala nafsan bighayri nafsin aw fasadin fa ka'annama qatala an-nasa jami'a. Whosoever kills one person, unjustly, the person has not committed a murder, has not committed a corruption in the land, that means creating havoc in the land, killing many people. A person is not guilty of all that. And just killing that person is like killing the whole humanity. مَنْ قَتَلَ نَفْسًا بِغَيْرِ نَفْسٍ وَفَسَادٍ فَكَأَنَّمَا قَتَلَ النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا وَمَنْ أَحْيَاهَا فَكَأَنَّمَا أَحْيَ النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. And saving one life is like saving the life of the whole humanity. Because we are all interconnected with each other. So we have to care for each other. We have to respect each other. So it is very important that we as Muslims, we must have solidarity with the people who are suffering, the people who are in difficulty, and raise our voices with them, together with all the people who stand up for justice, and join them. First of all, we have to look at our own selves. examine our own selves. Do I have any racism in my heart, in my mind? Am I, in my behavior, is there anything called racist? I have to reject that. I have to turn away from that. I have to repent and make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because this is sin, and this is wrong, and this angers Allah. So we have to reject that. We have to see our own organizations, our Islamic centers. Do we have any racism in our organization? If we have any such thing in our bylaws, in our practices, we have to abandon that. We have to reject that. We have to work together as brothers and sisters in faith. Not as racist people, not the people who are discriminating others on the basis of their race or colors. So we have to stand up for justice. We have to stand up for equality. We have to stand up for goodness. And wherever people, you see the suffering of the people, then people have to stand to support them. Allah says in the Quran, وَتَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِسْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. Cooperate with each other in the matters of righteousness and goodness, and do not cooperate in the matters of sin and aggression. So wherever there is goodness and righteousness and justice, work with them. So cooperate any type, any people. And wherever there is injustice, aggression, and sin, do not cooperate. Even if they are your own brothers, even the people of your own community, do not cooperate with them if they do the act of sin and aggression. مَنْ رَأَى مِنْكُمْ مُنْكَرًا فَلْيُغَيِّرْهُ بَيَدِهِ. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, whosoever see an evil should stop it. Take an action against that. وَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِلِسَانِهِ. If you cannot do it, speak against it. وَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِقَلْبِهِ. If you cannot do, then do not accept it in your heart. وَذَلِكَ أَضْعَفُ الْإِيمَانِ. And that is the weakest situation. So, first of all, do not accept it in your heart. Speak against it and take action. It is very important that we support this movement, because this is a teaching movement. This is a movement that we should not let it go. We should stand up and work together. Correct ourselves and try to correct our society. But of course, we have to take positive action. We have to take constructive action. We have to take peaceful action. Because our job is islah. In uridu illa al-islaha mastata. The Quran says, the Prophet said to his people, I want to correct things as much as I can. Because we are responsible for whatever we can. So we should support our brothers and sisters. They have, mashallah, this islah. They are working very hard. And especially at this time, they're taking lead. We should support them. Or other people who are taking action to bring justice and equality toward the people of all colors. Racism exists in different forms today. It is existing against different cultures, against different religions. Discrimination against the people of other faiths is happening. It's happening because of this majority and minority issues. In some places, there is discrimination based on the majority, and the minorities are suffering. In some places, the people are denied their rights, right to their homeland. In some places, people are denied that. So all this discrimination is wrong, and the worst discrimination is that which is based on racism. It should be rejected completely. I hope and I pray that people will take lessons from this. And as we pray that God remove this virus from us and restore our life to its normal level, we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove this plague of racism and discrimination from the human society. And we work together as human beings. There is a one golden rule that is mentioned in all religions, in all societies, and that is, do not wish for others what you do not want others to do to you. So if you do not want that people treat you with discrimination, then don't treat other people with discrimination. Because the Quran has condemned those people. وَيْلُ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا اكْتَالُوا عَلَى النَّاسِ يَسْتَوْفُونَ وَإِذَا كَالُوهُمْ أَوْ وَزَنُوهُمْ يُخْسِرُونَ أَلَا يَظُنُّ أُولَئِكَ أَنَّهُمْ مَبْعُوثُونَ لِيَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Woe to those people who behave with double standards. They want good for themselves, but they do not want good for others. When they buy, they want to have full measure for themselves. When they sell, they cut short the measure. They do not give to other people their full right, but they want the right for themselves. So that means they know what is right, because they want right for themselves. If somebody do wrong to them, they will complain that the wrong is done to me, but they do wrong to others. Racists are those kind of people. If somebody do wrong to them, they will complain. They say, this is not right, this is not just, this is not good. But they do it to others. And that's called tatfif. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has condemned those people. وَيْلُ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ. To hell with those who do that. Wail is the place in hell. وَيْلُ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ. Woe to those. الَّذِينَ اِذَكْتَالُوا عَلَى النَّاسِ يَسْتَوْفُونَ وَإِذَا كَالُوهُمْ وَوَزَنُوهُمْ يُخْسِرُونَ. These people do not believe, they do not understand that they are going to stand before their Lord on the day of judgment. يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us on the right path and help us to do right things and to support right things. Do the ta'awun, cooperation with those who stand for the right things. So this is, my brothers and sisters, this is a great moment, a very important moment, that is, people in America are realizing that there was injustice and there is injustice, and they want to see it should be changed, and we must support them. We should be on the side of right, on the side of our black brothers and sisters. We want to see that this discrimination should be eliminated from our society. May Allah bless us. May Allah help us. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. I also pray at this time for the people who are not well, for whatever reason, especially if they are not well because of the virus. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give them good health, remove their suffering and their pain. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially for our brother Haitham Bandukhchi. May Allah give him shifa. For our brother Muhammad Rafi', may Allah give him shifa. Or any other people who are not well, may Allah give them shifa. And the people who passed away, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them, give them maghfirah, may Allah forgive them, and give them the place in Jannah, and give patience to their family members. I especially mention brother Muhammad Ibrahim Mustafa, who was one of our presidents of the Islamic Society of Orange County. He passed away last week. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him and give him the place in Jannah and give patience to his family. And also we pray for other people, whosoever they are, whether we remember their names or not, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless them and forgive them. Our condolences to all those people and their families, to the families of those people who passed away.
May Allah bless everyone. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.